Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the November 13th, 2017 regular Othello City Council meeting. And if you would all please rise. I'd ask you to join the council in a short private invocation for wisdom and blessing upon this city and upon our decision making tonight. And now if you'll please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. As you guys are aware, our city administrator, Wade, had hip surgery today. We still not received word back on his progress because it was later in the day. He'll be out for the next 3 weeks, and Spencer is going to be our acting administrator in his absence. So if you guys have any questions about anything city related, Spencer is available to answer those questions. Right, Spencer? In addition, we have two council members absent tonight. Mark wasn't feeling well, and Angel had some things out of town, I understand. So I would entertain a motion to excuse both Councilman Garza and Councilman Snyder tonight from our meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And we move to item E. Is 1E is citizen input. Citizens here tonight to address the city council. This is your opportunity. Anyone? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to item 2, which is the approval of our agenda tonight. Do I entertain a motion to approve our agenda?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Let's move to item 3, our consent agenda. And I would entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda tonight.
I make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And so we'll move to item 4, which is our current business. And the first item is A, amendment to the janitorial contract. And Becky, you have a presentation for us, the council.
Mayor, council, a couple years ago, administration was looking for ways to reduce our budget. So one of the things that they cut was our janitorial services. She has been with us since 2002, going, so it's 15 years. What they did back in 2014 was reduce her days from 5 to 3 and reduced her pay from 1890 to 1134. This year, she has come to ask, she's come and asked for a raise from 1134 to 1625, which would increase our budget from 13608 to 195, which is still a savings of about $3,000 from the initial reduction that we gave back in 2014. During the process, we also got a, Wade had asked that I go out for a bid for another local company, and we got one only from a company here who quoted us about $2,100 per month for about, for exactly the same services that she provides, which would come out to $25,200 a year. Those prices don't include the carpet, but with the quote we got from the other janitorial services, they would charge us 18 cents a square foot plus products used to clean the carpet, and she doesn't. She just has a set price per room. So if overlooking all of this, staff suggests to provide her with the raise that she's requested, since we're still in the savings of about $3,000 from We're in the savings of $3,000 from her and close to six from the other one.
But actually, we're not. You're not comparing apples to apples. Previously, she was working 5 days a week. She's only been, she's been asked to work 3 days a week. She's come back and asked for a raise on those 3 days a week. So she's only doing 3 days coverage, plain and simple. So it's got nothing to do with what she did before.
She's doing the same work with the less amount of days.
We asked her to take a reduction in days to reduce the overall cost. She's going to do the same amount of days and is asking for close to $5,000 a year more. So that's not, it's not a clear comparison to what she did before we asked her to reduce her days.
But she also had the days reduced back in 2014.
Yeah.
So she's worked from 2014 till present with no...
But in the memo, they're making a comparison to what it was before.
We asked days a week instead of...
To reduce her time. So we're, you know...
We're going to keep the service the same, like a reduced number of days, 3 days a week. And she's asking for an increase in her annual salary.
Okay, well, when you went out and found the quote, was the quote for 5 days or 3 days?
Exactly what the contract is right now, 3 days.
And that was only one quote you did?
Mm-hmm.
Was that you just got one response back?
I only found one local cleaning company in town, which is Durashine. I don't know of any other ones.
So she's still below the rest of the market?
Mm-hmm.
Well...
I did a comparison.
The only market available. But still, that's a large increase. So how many hours a week does she work?
When I met with her, she said about 5 hours a day, which is 15 hours a week, which would be about $125 a day, which would be about $25 an hour.
But that's also, she's also paying for...
She pays for all the supplies she cleans our offices with.
I'm just trying to understand...
Yeah.
How we go from 13.6 to 19.5.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's basically $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
For the same amount of work. And you guys have vetted this and talked it over?
And sometimes two people come in, and sometimes it's just her by herself.
That's a reasonable amount. We pay $68 to have our salon cleaned. And it's a lot smaller than this.
I think $25 an hour with her paying for supplies is more than reasonable.
So this is what she's asking? Have we counteroffered?
She actually came in with 18, back to where she was started. And we sat down and worked, and we came in the middle of 16, between me and her. So I told her I'd present 16.25.
You did? But you don't have that in your memo.
Oh, sorry.
So basically, it's an increase of $163.67 for each of the years, because of 3 years, that she didn't take any raises since she went down.
Yeah, but it's a contract, and she's signing a 3-year contract, so it's a 3-year contract.
We do it every year.
Every year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you made a counteroffer of 16? What did she say about that?
She wanted me to see what you guys said first, if you guys were okay with 16. If not, then she'd go down to whatever you guys decided.
Well, I like 16 better than 19.5.
No, $1,600 a month, not $16,000 a year. $16.25 a month. So you're wanting $16,000 a year? Is that my understanding?
I like this contract.
I don't think it's a bad contract, because if you consider what the cost of living raises would be over that period of time, you're probably not too far off of...
If you get...
We had been raising it, you know, cost of living all the way along.
Yeah, I understand.
So is she getting the job done on 3 days versus 5?
Yes.
And she does a good job. I mean, it always looks good when we come in, but...
She, in all of my 28 years of doing this, she's the best janitor I've ever seen.
And being that she supplies all her stuff, I don't have a problem with it. But because like I said, I just told y'all what I pay, and I buy everything, everything.
The only thing that I know that we supply is the toilet paper.
That's unheard of.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Do you need a motion?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve the Fifth Amendment to the janitorial contract.
I'd second.
Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Becky.
That amount was also included in our budget also. It's double we're going to spend that on. Just so you know that.
Okay, so as we move, continue on in our agenda, under current business, part B is now to revive the budget discussion. And so with that, Spencer, I'm going to let you take over.
Yeah, thank you very much. I have a few things that I'm going to be working at the computer here. I'll be going back. Oh, that's right. I'll go back and forth with the computer here. There are the main thrust of tonight's agenda is going to be continuing where we left off from our last meeting, where we're talking about the available dollars and what do we want to work into the budget and what can we do. Before we get to that, there are just a couple of things to address first. The first one, I wanted to bring to your attention the tourism. Then I wanted to talk about interfund loan and what that would mean if we purchase some equipment this year with an interfund loan and had a repayment. That was an item that council wanted me to check up on, so we'll talk about that possibility here really quick. We'll also talk about our engineering cost. That was another follow-up from last meeting. We'll talk about that really fast, and then we'll get to our main spreadsheet. So the first item is with the tourism. This is money that's collected from hotels and motels, and it's given to cities, and it's a restricted pot of money. It can only be used to help pay for organizations that promote tourism within the city. So historically, we've been using it to fund these organizations here, Old Hotel, Rodeo, the Rod Gun Club, you know, some of these groups here. To allocate this money, we have to meet with the LTAC, it's called the LTAC, Lodging Tax Advisory Committee, and it's made up of one council member, two people representing the organization that spend the money, and two people representing the organizations that pay the money. So we have five people on that meeting. We met about, gosh, was it two weeks ago? 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And we came up with a recommendation for the new year. One of the before we talk about specific numbers, during the year last year, you can see the in this fund, it's typically been the council's desire to leave a ending balance of $40,000, and that's to help pay for things that come up during the year. This last year, we budgeted to have $40,000 in reserve. That's great. And then during the year, We asked a fellow chamber to have the branding cost, $15,000. So that would run down our ending fund balance to about $25,000. So for this year, 2018, we're thinking, well, if we're going to end up with a minimum fund balance of $40,000, that really truncates the amount of money that we have to allocate. So that committee suggested, well, let's cut that in half. So instead of having an ending balance of $40,000, which would significantly reduce the amount the organization's get this year, as opposed to that, and also as opposed to having a minimum fund balance of $25,000, let's split the difference. And this is pretty close to that difference between those two. But we had these are the previous year allocations. This allocation, like I said, for the fellow chamber, minus $15,000, and that's what the chamber got. So that's actually the $11,129 for the chamber specific stuff. And if I click on that, you can see I had there $11,129 plus the $15,000 for the branding thing. But if we pretend that that's 11,000, you can see that we brought that up slightly. So, across the board, our goal is to try to bring everyone up a little bit. We have Latino state championships. This is the item that
Charles Garcia came to council about a month or two ago,
and he requested some dollars there. So we put in the figure there.
The organizations, when they request money,
they never get everything they want, you know, it's just impossible. But these are,
anyway, allocations that we think are fair and equitable, and
as much as we can, and there still needs a reserve balance. We're kind of stepping our way back to the 40,000 ending balance there.
So at this point, once the LTAC makes this recommendation, it goes before the council to have your yay, nay, and if you agree, then we can move forward with this. And if you have some other suggestions that you want the LTAC to reconsider, then we can bring that back to that point and then bring it back to you as a council for your yay, nay.
I had a quick question, Spencer. What do we still benefit, or what are we doing with this Cooley Corridor project? I know initially the monies were for the signage and so forth like that, and it's up there looking good. What does it benefit the city now?
Well, they're still working on trying to get a kiosk here in Othello, that an information kiosk. And then the other thing that I think the money has gone towards is that publication that they put out. There's like a magazine out there that has all of the different things within that corridor that you can go and see, including Othello.
Okay.
So I think that money in the past has gone towards that.
That's the majority.
And and then they're trying to get a kiosk built, an information kiosk. It'd be kind of like those informational things that you see at the historical co-ops.
National parks and things.
Mm-hmm. It's actually working. There's people on the other side of the mountains that are actually picking up the information. I've seen it.
It's a really nice little.
I personally hadn't seen or heard.
They used to bring one to us.
It's actually attracting people.
I haven't seen one for a couple of years.
Perfect. Because it's kind of informational about what, you know, Eastern Washington has.
We have a better report.
Do you?
Thank you.
And then the idea with the ending fund balance was that. Barring any more $15,000 projects like that, which that's the only one I've seen in 8 years on the council, is that fund is going to, the minimum balance is going to build itself back up to the 40 over a couple of years, and then we'll, but that way we don't have to cut anything or not give any increases.
That way these organizations aren't suffering on this.
Yeah. We'll just have to be conscious of that moving forward in the future. Mm-hmm. This 2018, not to go back into this fund at all for any reason.
Yeah.
Well, and let's just leave the fund alone. If we have to, we'll pull it out of the general fund.
Yeah.
We're building a new motel in town. We'll probably triple our income.
Yeah.
I do have one more question. Distinguished young women.
That's what I was going to ask that too.
You see that the allocation was zero, and they requested 4,000, and then the allocation on the committee recommendations is zero. It's because they were basically asking for the exact same thing that we told them, you know, that we already paid for. We already paid for a wrap. We had a one-time allocation a couple of years ago where they came to us and they wanted us to help pay for the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't pay for the trailer, but we told them we'd pay for a wrap that advertised the fellow for the trailer. And
we also helped pay for the carriage.
Mm-hmm. No, that was we paid for the wrap for the trailer because the carriage was not
was
something that advertises Othello. Yeah. It's not a tourism thing.
Yeah.
So they came back and they asked for the exact same. They asked for a wrap for the trailer, and it was like, we already gave you money for this.
Yeah.
Because really there's nothing else within that really draws people to Othello.
Yeah, ultimately that was kind of the consensus of the committee. Said, well, you know, we can draw more people to Othello by spending money.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Okay. All right, so are we going to vote on that?
I don't need a vote, I just...
Consensus?
Kind of a consensus.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's, so we will move forward that direction.
The next item, there were two, I'm going to come over here really quick, but this is the worksheet that we were talking through last week. I talked to the police chief about the items, if we were to do an interfund loan, what items would you want to use that to purchase? And so there were two of them. One was handguns for $17,000, and the other was AEDs for police vehicles for $12,000. And so that that's $19,000 altogether, or $29,000, right, altogether. And give you a sense of that loan.
If we were to borrow $29,000 at 1.2%, which is what we just did our last interfund loan at, ultimately our annual payments would be about $10,000 a year for the next 3 years. So that's a tool that we have at our disposal.
Is this what you're looking at, Gina? The starting one? I just used that so it would push out our three repayment periods to the 1, 2, and 3 years.
Okay.
And the varnish. That's an arbitrary three that I'm using as if we were to go forward with a loan, those purchases would be made around March. We would change this to be regardless, our scheduled payments would be right about $10,000 a year. So you can kind of get a sense of that. And that would be an ongoing expense that we would be locked into for the next 3 year period.
But at the same time, we'd be putting those on that rotating schedule so that we wouldn't end up doing this again.
This doesn't include the extra to actually, for example, we don't know, I would suggest a 10-year replacement cycle on the AEDs, and we probably want to have a 6-year replacement cycle on.
Okay.
Computers are always, generally, especially when I talked quite a bit about this, you need to put together a very comprehensive plan.
Yeah.
And tied to this year's budget is I don't want to make that pitch this year.
Okay, so we'll put this on, we'll put that on for the budget for next year.
But we really, really need to be looking at it.
So what we can do during this year is start gathering those items and see how much money we would have to put away every single year that would allow us to make a big purchase every 4 years, 5 years, whatever happens to be.
But this is basically like you had told us last week that this you had done some creative things like this, and
what
this is kind of like that.
Yes, ma'am. What we did was this. We've done this on cars. We've done this on computer systems. But if you look at this comprehensively, you create a central services line for IT, for example.
Yeah.
And I know that most of the PCs and servers and all that are on some form of funding, but our computers are now at 15 euros, or about 2,000 apiece, for your life expectancy. If we're not looking out, for the end of life of that piece of equipment, we're setting ourselves up. So this will get us those items immediately, but it doesn't take care of the replacement 10 years from now. My recommendation would be that we not do this year, but we'll look at this next year, but we also create that replacement amount for each of those types of equipment.
Within the central services.
Within their life expectancy.
I'm really interested in seeing us go to something like that so that we're never in these binds again.
Yeah.
And these are those are the only two things that we would, okay.
That's why I'm kind of suggesting we pull this, because we need to put the car computers on it.
Mm-hmm.
We're replacing those when we replace the car, but we're not doing the whole thing. This replaces handguns.
Mm-hmm.
I find that we probably have as big a need for rifles getting replaced also. A lot of the rifles we have are heavy guns from the state military surplus stuff. And then we need to look at, I think, the greater. We're going to be praying for some grants.
Yeah.
radio systems that we need to do.
Yeah.
But then, once we do that, we start budgeting for replacement on those two.
So you took your radio system off the...
I don't see the money in the share.
So what happens if that thing breaks down and they can't find the parts for it on eBay?
I've been there. What I'll do is I'll quickly buy a car radio system, and I'll put it in there, and we'll be running with car radios in our dispatch center. It's going to make the operation much more difficult, but it can survive it as we figure out what we're going to do. And the meeting with the grant writer last week, we really emphasized that this needs, this is a priority.
With Teddy?
Yes. So I don't like it, but we're at the point where we're prioritizing based on what's the
Thank you, Chief. So, Spencer, is the purpose here then at this point to begin to?
Well,
yeah, or what? So where are we going with all this here?
I have one other item, which was a follow up from last week before we get to our main one sheet. One of the items that we talked about, and it's one of the items that's in our worksheet, our red zone list tonight, is the possibility of a city engineer. Ann and I went back and we pulled all of the invoices for Burrell over the last year, and we started looking at the types of expenses. Some of those expenses are things that are related to specific projects or a specific grant that only Burrell would do. So we tried to, but we went through those invoices and we were looking for items that would be things that we could take away from them, things that we could then put towards our new, our city engineer. So we went through, I guess you can kind of see, we went through our list of invoices. We have a few different categories. We have some invoices that are bill back types that are really a wash. Then we have other invoices that we split into the general street water sewer funds. And these are direct dollars that we would save if we were to have our own city engineer. And so really our interest is, what's the total of all these things coming down here? If we're looking at the items that, just these items, these are all items that we would pay our guy to do, we have $71,000 plus $33,000. The $33,000 are the bill back items, kind of like the wash that passed through, I guess we call it. Mm-hmm. So really $71,000 is what we would gain. And then our expense for the that we're budgeting for the new engineer is $114,000. And taking out the wash, some of those that pass through that we would ultimately keep, we'd have to come up with about $89,000. So the difference between what we have now versus where we'd be going is $15,000 to $18,000 that we would need to come up with. When we first started going through this, we were hoping that we could see $200,000 to $300,000 that we would save. But when we start taking out those expenses that are project specific or grant specific that really gets for us, that really reduces that amount that we would be saving if we went with our own person. One of the things that Ann and I were talking about is the possibility of our person doing some reviews on the First Avenue project or, you know, these kinds of projects. And with that, Varela, did we ever talk to Varela directly about that?
Kurt told me that they would not let
Then have Varela come back and stamp it with a Varela stamp. Or they would then be approving work that they don't have control over. And so we took those expenses out. Really, these numbers are going to fluctuate based on year. And this could be a down year, it could be an up year.
Regardless, I think it paints a picture that we are close, but based on this, Ann and I came away and we thought, you know, maybe now isn't the time to fight for this. Was that kind of what you remember? Okay. Or if there are things that we're going to fight for, we're going to fight for other things ahead of this item. So that's some of that engineering piece.
Thank you, Spencer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ann.
Yeah, Ann and I had to work together on this because dividing up these invoices is very much a collaborative effort. So that brings us to our spreadsheet. I'll see if I can make it a little bit bigger for us. Well, we'll just work with this right now. So with the engineering conversation that we had, I left it up here because I didn't want to forget to have that conversation, but then I just put a line through it because that was our recommendation.
Good. Good.
With that, there are very few changes to this list from last time. Councilwoman Everett mentioned the radios for PD at 100,000, we took that off. And then we also split out the public work gators at 26,000. So that's 13 and 13 under the general and then the sewer funds. The county probation officer, we reduced that to 40,000. We're thinking that may be a little bit closer to the net as opposed to the 50 that was there. I think those are the changes. With that, I hope you as council members have had a chance to look over this and see what some of your priorities are. This is still using the assumption that we have $400 million in the general fund. And with that, maybe what we can do, we can start with some of these items over here. Solid waste fund, this is the low-hanging fruit. Money coming in here for this.
Just so that we have this real straight in our heads, the line items on the bottom of the page, the following items are already in the budget for fiscal year 18. That being said, that means that's already calculated into the 533,000. That's what we have left after those items are bought.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So we are getting a considerable amount of purchasing
power.
Right. Done.
And still having the items, the available money. What we're looking at on the top line, the green line, is what we have available to us.
Yeah, after these items at the bottom, these items here
are paid for.
Already paid here. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so we've got a total of, in the general fund, we got a total of $583,000 red zone items this year, and we have $133,000 available.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So let's start on the right side of the page over here with the solid waste fund.
That's all paid for in that fund.
This item here, $55,000 for alley approach improvements. Should I highlight that?
Yes.
Yeah.
The sewer fund, if we're to go ahead with the sewer fund paying for one of the gators.
Yep.
Like that. Also in the sewer fund, this is inserting a line to match up with the line that we have in the water fund to do sewer and water lines along with our street funding.
That makes sense.
We can do this. So this city engineer line, if we totally take those out like that,
So we're going to add another 50 to sewer line and replacement projects onto the 150 that's already there, that's already being budgeted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, down on the bottom, there's 150 for sewer line improvements.
Yeah, but that's
that's already figured into the total.
I know, that was a mistake. I had that in multiple places.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not
a carryover from the year before?
No.
if you look, it's not on his, it's still on our sheet.
Yeah.
He moved it up.
All right, it's gone.
Yeah.
So if we come back, so, let's see, water sewer solid waste funds, project street and TBD funds, after our participations with the oversizing in the Sand Hill Estates and the Safe Stone 8 projects, that leaves about 202,000 for the street projects and 2,000 in the TBD. So that's 205,000. Here we had a $25,000 item for street crossing signals. This item was an item that we were going to have to pay about some grants. So I'm going to take that out here, so it's, we're just left with our dollars. We have 200,000 roughly that we could be using for street overlays, and this is unallocated money that we can use going forward. We can allocate some right now, or if you as council want to allocate that money, it's just there waiting for you to allocate.
Later.
In May, you know,
yeah.
We can come over to the REIT fund right here. We have $25,000 for the beautification street lighting. This is the amount that we put in there for the last number of years.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Stay with that.
Yep.
So that would reduce our, we have $95,000 available. We have about $70,000. So that's the low line proof. After that, we have our red zone items in the general fund.
Okay, I think what we could do is let's start with some things that we can eliminate that we're not going to fund. First of all, I want to start with the park restroom.
Yeah.
We talked to Teddy last week and realized that we need to talk to her about every 2 or 3 weeks just to find out what she has found out from the last time, what's available. She thought there might be funds to pay for a park restroom, and the council realizes we had allocated in last year's budget $100,000 towards this. I didn't realize we were spending $260,000 on a bathroom, but apparently we are. And it just amazes me the amount of cost for anything, you know, in a city. But if she can come up with $160,000, we've already got $100,000. I mean, if there's something, any kind of a match.
50%
match. Yeah, so with council's permission, can we take that out? And
yes,
we'll just wait to hear from her. If she finds more money, fine. If not, we're going to have to find another way to pay for that restroom.
I think this year's year to take it out of the budget.
Okay, so then I hate to do this early, but I want to do it. The county probation officer, I know we met. I know we discussed that with them. I am more interested in taking care of the city and what we need to do here than I am in funding a county probation officer. So I think we just need to tell the county that this isn't the year to start that, at least with our money. So, okay?
I concur.
Yep.
Mayor, can I suggest some easy ones off the line?
Sure.
I say we push off patrol vehicles there for another year. That's my car. I can make it last another year. That would push it into next year. Dave Friends can be pushed into the next year. So that we're really pushing problems. That's an easy one for us.
Well,
I thought yours had a problem.
What year is yours?
It's already 1 year past the replacement date, so probably years old.
And yours doesn't get as heavy a street use, does it?
It's 55,000 miles on it. All of them go a lot of idle time during the summer. The bigger issue is transmission and all the electronics.
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff, the electronics in Paulus, we just had a water heater replaced, a water pump replaced at the same time from the motor mounts were all broken. So we're finding that kind of stuff routinely now. So mine's not seeing that yet because it hasn't seen its part of use.
Okay. And by next year, we're going to have the rotation figured out, hopefully.
Well, we know what the car rotation needs to look like. It's going to take a couple of threes to get us back to twos.
Yeah.
And that means we can push a three to next year, but the next year we get a three to three also, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Besides the car, we say we get rid of the PDM car digital video. We found that there's a Rospec grant or about the 50 grant that we may be able to look at for that. If not, the AEDs and the handguns, we're going to try to put together the replacement cycle so those can work well.
Can we leave those on figure out some way? As far as I'm concerned, that's the two most important things on this budget.
Okay.
I don't want to see them go either.
Yeah, it's just.
Well, I'd like to see them go.
Teddy's trying to get money for those too.
But what I'm saying is, she doesn't come up with the money.
Right.
So would it be better to leave those on now or get them into a rotation program to start it out?
But I would recommend the easy thing, easy to operate. If we were to leave these in the budget and use a 3-year loan, then it would be about $10,000 a year just to fund them, right?
Yeah.
And then I would suggest we look at what the lifetime of those items is, and we wouldn't have to start this year, but we would have to start next year. And that would be the handguns, a 10-year life, and the ATPs, if they were a 6-year life, we would start looking at the plate. What is 1/6 of the cost of what we think going to cost 6 years from now?
So why don't we put if we were going to do an interfrontal loan, it would cost us $10,000 to replace all of those.
That works for me.
So that cuts it down.
But also, didn't you say your handguns are not in as much of a need as long guns right now?
We have 3 failures of handguns.
Okay. Well, I'm just going by what you said earlier.
But we're finding that our rifles are probably in the same boat. What we have is in failures because we don't shoot them as much. We've got two armors that can actually go through these things and actually replace parts. And then suggest, if we put this off a year, I'll have to go through every weapon we have and replace the team part on it that we think is failing. And that adds life to it. That's my idea. We always want to see 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I understand that.
But if we were to change that to $10,000 now, that would be
helpful. I'm in favor of doing the 3-year loan and getting it taken care of, but it cuts our costs down so that we can do it.
That works for me. I just they're important.
And if you're going to, go ahead.
The NBC, the whole data terminal, the Commonwealth, the 3,000 metric girls.
Okay.
That's the book in the assistant chief's car.
Since the 2018 budget is the one of the intra-fund loan, I'd like to suggest maybe we do the city hall heating and cooling system under the same basis. I don't, after offices being 86 degrees last summer and long overdue, maybe we could do that on a 3.5 or a 4-year payback.
3-year.
Okay, 3-year, that'd be about $35,000 a year. And then that would drop, you would put that at if it's the loan, it would be $35,000 a year would be the payment, and that would drop $65,000 off of our negative balance. We're just going to, you know, as general figures, you'll have to come back later with some exact ones. Mm-hmm. You guys like that idea?
Yeah.
I think the city hall employees like that idea.
It's pushed off every year.
It has been. I mean, it's either that or I want to go back down into fire services and take some of the money from there and go towards it. But there isn't enough in that. But we haven't allocated enough in that budget to pay for the whole thing. So now we're down to what, 111?
246. Wait a second.
246 red zone items.
Yeah.
133.
So 113,000 is what we are going to have to cut off of.
But you're covering two of those items already out of loans.
Right.
So you're going to get them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can put those in green.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other big ticket item is the drug detective. Is that one? I know we need it.
That's my absolute highest priority.
That's your absolute highest priority. Okay.
That should be the city's, too.
Yeah.
Can I ask a general question, and I don't mean to be a... Okay, this... On the very bottom, this criminal justice high crimes, we lost that money because our crime has dropped down so much and our crime is doing so much better, right?
Don't want it to go back up.
Well, I
know. No. I just...
I understand. But I have to... I got my wheels spinning, so I have to ask. Sure.
We get to low-hanging fruit. We look at what, when the state moved from UCR, Uniform Crime Reports, to National Incident-Based Reporting, they changed how they count crimes. When they looked at straight UCR numbers, there's six major crime types, and under each of those, there's just a few crimes. When they went to NIBRS, there's dozens and dozens of crime types with even more crimes under that. So, and they started counting more accurately the number of crimes we have in our city. So what we did was we looked at the most frequent crimes, which are probably the least significant crimes to most people. For example, malicious mischief. It's called criminal mischief under the National Incident-Based Reporting. That at 300 or 400 crimes a year, significantly added to our crime rate. So when they look at how many crimes per 1,000 population we have, that's how we get our crime rate. A couple years ago, it was 140-something, if not 150-something, which was, I think, third from the top in the state. What I looked at is how do we prioritize this? How do we affect that? Putting cops in the right places at the right time can easily affect vandalism, car windows getting broken, eggings happen. We prioritize those things, and we make those go away pretty easy. The things that we don't affect so easy are things like domestic violence. We're not in the home, so we don't get to witness it. Our presence there would probably change it, but we don't have enough cops to do that. So the majority of the other types of crimes are not cop being there specific. We're looking at our crime, malicious mischief is actually going up this year, so a little bit. So where we took these huge dips the last 2 years, we're going to see this year that we actually lose ground. We're making ground on the other significant crimes, which is good. Under uniform crime reports, drug crimes aren't counted. Okay. Under the NIBRS, drug crimes are counted. So the monthly reports that I provide to council don't include any of the drug stuff. As we go forward, I mean, we're this last week, we busted heroin dealers and meth dealers almost every night. Took two guns away on I think it was last Saturday. We've seized two or three cars this week. When I put 98,000, that's high end. I mean, my personal belief, we're going to be doing some serious seizures.
and we're going to offset some of this. The problem is that meth heads and heroin addicts don't have nice cars. So what we will do, could do with it is affect, you know, the number, the quantity of drugs that we're seeing right now. And we're seeing a huge increase in drugs in the last year.
But the problem is, we don't have the money to do it. The, if you fund that $98,000, we basically have to take everything else off the list.
Could you roll that $6,000 in with the loan for the heating and cooling and just take care of City Hall?
The network switch?
Yeah. That'd bring it down a little bit. And then I suggest, I know that Terry wants 2 gators, but we're getting the one out of the sewer fund this year, and then next year we'll have to get in the other one, and 2 guys are going to have to ride in 1 gator.
Can't we pay for that out of the solid waste fund? The other gator?
That's what it's going to be used for, I mean, absolutely.
Well, they are doing trash and stuff in the parks constantly with those.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's, we're penciling that one in there. Meaning we're going to need you to check to make sure we can do that legally. But that's where I was thinking about that when we were talking about solid waste and solid waste reserve fund, that they spend those the temporary park helpers, which would be the ones using it, they spend a lot of time out cleaning up, picking up trash, and I mean, they're not consolidated disposal, but they are fellow disposal.
They're constantly emptying those things.
That's what we need to make sure, though, but they're doing it in the parks.
Yes.
So we just need to make sure that.
At least we're playing nice. We push it off till next year, and then we get them the second one next year. Because those are 2-seaters. Correct. They're 2-seaters, so it's not like they're going to have to be straddling each other, you know, riding around on a 4-wheeler. But they're 2-seaters, so we could have 2 working together.
Okay, so now that we've gotten that far, Gina suggested the new network switch be rolled in.
Rolled into that $100,000 interfund loan.
That'd be $2,000 a year, you know. Okay, so now you're at 96.
If we were to do that, I just want to make sure that everyone understands that this, so that's 47, that's about $50,000 right there that would be an ongoing.
For 3 years.
For City Hall and Public Works, and I mean, not that my chief sends all these letters on things like that, but at a certain point, is it necessary?
If it's in Public Works, I suggest, I ask if you're not divided into the funds that Public Works.
Yeah, there you go. Because it's really not, it's for Public Works to be able to communicate with City Hall. It's not necessarily something that needs to go under.
Just so that we can access their servers.
Yeah.
But we can have the F drive downloaded into our system.
So it is strictly for Public Works, so I would take it out of the general fund altogether.
Yeah, how'd that end up in there?
Stop.
Sorry, Spencer, I'm just playing. Okay, so now you got us to 94. So then it comes down to, are we going to hire a drug detective and then cancel everything else out? Or are we going to not hire the drug detective and fund everything else up there on the list?
I'd rather see a drug detective than anything else.
Yeah, I would too.
The only place I can see we might have a problem with is pet rescue.
Mm-hmm. And Heather would stay doing both.
Well, the pet rescue was for the to split the dog catcher.
No.
So
No, it's...
Or it was to pay for that position within...
To contract with Pet Rescue to be...
Adams County to do the pet, to do the dog catching, okay.
To contract with Pet Rescue to do our dog catching.
Yeah, could we push that off one more year, or...
How hard is Pet Rescue going to want more money? We're only paying them, what, $20,000 right now, here?
See, this would satisfy that.
They're doing a lot for us.
This would satisfy that.
All right.
Okay, here's another thought. Let's go back to our fire services. Last year, we put $100,000 into that fire truck, and we've got $60,244. I'm not sure why it's that figure, but...
That number is to go from our contract this year to the new contract.
That's the contract. That's got nothing to do with putting money away for a fire truck.
That's right.
$100,000 is just building up that reserve. So at the end of this year, I'll make that transfer of $100,000 to the fire equipment reserve.
Yeah.
That'll change that up, move up to just shy of $300,000. And then at the end of the year, I'm also making $100,000 transfer to the Park and Rec.
Okay. I think what I'd like to do, with the council's permission, is I'd like to stop. In other words, I don't want to make the decision on anything else, and I want to give Spencer and staff time to go back and let's review what we've already done here tonight, and then go back and see if there's another way, either another source of income, another way we can look at this. In other words, I want to spend the next couple weeks and then come back again and then finalize it in 2 weeks. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good. Go ahead.
Another thing, and you and I talked a little bit about it, and this is just for you and to mull over also. If as it sits right now, and we bring minimum balance on general fund to 300 instead of 400, that's paid.
The whole thing is.
The whole thing is paid.
The whole thing's paid.
However, the risk with that is...
Yeah, I know there's some risk.
One time, it's one, money, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the
ongoing... those central services things going,
right.
And...
Okay. There's one thing I want to discuss before we, finalize anything. There's three ongoing expenses to the general fund, mm-hmm. that are significant. We're looking at increasing the outlay in the general fund by $204,000 annually. If we consider a drug detective, a building inspector, mm-hmm. and the increase in the fire...
Pet Rescue.
Yeah.
And Pet Rescue too, so a $230,000+ budget outlay increase in the general fund.
Yeah.
So the reserve, well, the available funds from that general fund are shrinking considerably, unless the revenue increases to the general fund. So if the general fund projects out at a $540,000 a year estimated ending fund balance, we're going to take $230,000 of that continuously.
Continuously.
Yeah. For these things. So that's leaving a lot less available for spending out of the general fund for small items. We've been very aggressive on our spending over the last 4 years, and I at some point we're going to have to tighten up.
So 3 years ago, I think it was 3 years ago.
Because we don't want something.
We had a minimum fund balance of $500,000. We dropped that down. It was supposed to be a 1 year drop, and it's still never gotten back up to $500,000.
It's so. The last 2 years we've done 400.
I think we've made improvements to the city with our decisions that we've made on how we've spent money to improve what needs to be done, what we think needs to be done in the city. But now we're coming to where we're realizing that there's really not a lot more available.
So now we need to start looking at some of the services that we offer and say, well, gosh, you know, how much do we really want that? Is it worth that another 20,000 here, 40,000 here, 30,000 here? And more important is that the priority. Just kind of as a slight preview to I think there's a Park and Rec committee this week.
Next week.
One of the items that we're going to be talking about with the Park and Rec committee are some of the programs in the Park and Rec department and what the revenues are, what the expenses are, and so we can start looking at some of these things. And Amy and I put together a spreadsheet that's kind of eye-opening, and it shows it shows Park and Rec departments aren't running at money.
No.
It's just not. And so with those, it's really just mitigating the loss and keeping that loss to an acceptable level. And that's with any city anywhere. That's just what it is. It's a public service and that's right. But when we go to those meetings, it's good to have this conversation and with this as a background to those meetings, because then we can say, do we need to have some rate increases? Do we need to cut some of these other programs that are expensive? That's a great conversation to have.
And, you know, Gina and I both serve on the Parks Committee, and we do try to work with Amy to minimize the cost of that department the best we can, and she's done a wonderful job. But I don't want to give up ground that we've made in that.
Yeah.
I mean, we have, I think we've provided a great service to the community by taking on the responsibilities we have. It's just, we got to realize that the ever amount of money that it's shrinking. And if we want to take on some more of these responsibilities, where we're hiring people, and it's going to be a continuous expense to the budget, that we have to realize that. They're not one-time outlays, they're continuous. So that being said, you know, if we take on this drug detective, which I really want, and a building inspector, which I really want, and I want to do what we have to you know, with the pet rescue, that really becomes hard for us to spend money on a new vehicle every year from that point forward, because that's a big cash outlay out of the general fund, and we're not going to have that much money available. And like I said, unless we start increasing the revenue back to the general fund. Now, the way you can increase the revenue back to the general fund is to get more homes built, get more taxation going in the property values that you have. I mean, that's about it.
More investment in the community.
Yeah. Now, doing what we're doing is probably helping to attract more investment to the community, partnering up and doing these development agreements and stuff like that. It's just going to take a while for it to start happening. So maybe we don't want to be too aggressive this year. Maybe we want to just try to get some of the small items done, but never give up on these items unless we can do fund transfers. But those are not going to go away. Like I said, it's going to shrink the available funds left after the budget's paid.
Yeah, I would never suggest an interfund loan for an ongoing expense.
No.
That is a recipe for disaster.
But some of the smaller things.
But those items are one time and one and done, and it just minimizes our payment over 3 years as opposed to all at once.
So with that, what we can do, like the mayor was suggesting, we've had a lot of great discussion tonight. We have, normally we cut this discussion into two pieces, and I wasn't quite sure how to cut this conversation into two halves. I don't know that you can. So this year, instead of cutting it in half and having half tonight and half on the 27th, we can just continue this conversation on the 27th after we pass some more time to mull things over and organize priorities and...
And then we could adopt, or we could finalize our decisions on...
The first meeting in December.
The 4th of December.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And... Are we going to adopt the budget on the 4th, or what do you want? What's your preference?
The plan right now is to adopt the budget on the 4th based on our decisions at the 30th and 27th. With that, we would have to change a couple of public hearing dates.
How are you going to adopt the budget on the 30th and 24th? They're going to be posted in the beginning of the 15th and 27th.
Okay. We could, we could still have a public hearing and not...
I'd really like to see if when we have the public hearing, a whole bunch of people here asking, you know, well, why aren't we going to do this or why aren't we going to do that? I would really like to see that. I'd like to see somebody's input from the community helping us to decide what would be best for them. What's a priority to them?
Well, we have to go to hearing on the 27th for the preliminary budget and...
All right. That's just my wishful thinking.
Whatever we decide, that, then they'll complain. They will come to the meeting.
I've seen a lot of people in here just for the TBD.
Chicken deal. Yeah. Remember when Dina...
The room is full for the chicken.
So, how much money do we give the fire department? Why wouldn't our chief be right?
If we're making all the plans for the 27th,
the fire department's all driving new rigs. And then, they take the reserve
that we have for that.
And deliver their kids, go to the grocery store, take the kids to school in them.
All right. Spencer? Outline us again our dates and our time frame here, please.
So at our next meeting in 2 weeks, that's the 26th, Temple City's council. That's the 9th of 13th. This is meeting 1 of 2. Meetings 2 of 2 would be on the 27th. And then as it stands now, I would put together all the discussion from those conversations and put together the ordinances to pass the budget on the 4th on that next month. But ultimately, we have to have December 31 at midnight, you know, to pass the budget. Remember, you know, no one wants to do that.
We want to get it done at the beginning of this.
But if we continue this conversation to the 27th in 2 weeks, and have our final green highlighted out of here, then we pass the budget on the 4th. And there's a whole bunch of, on the 4th, we have a whole series of ordinances. They're all fast, they're all 2 minute items, but that's just 6 different items or something.
Well, we just gear up for a late night.
Sorry?
Do you want to just gear up for a late night?
It'd be fast.
Yeah, it'd be fast.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're going to go into approving the budget.
Well, so that would be next week.
We'd finalize everything next 2 weeks.
All right.
2 weeks.
Okay, so is that agreeable to you, Council?
Yes.
Okay. Then, let's move on in our agenda. Item 5 is unfinished business. Spencer, thank you very much for bringing this forward. Chief, Ann, Amy.
Very much.
Any unfinished business, Council?
What's going on with First Street?
Yes, Amy, do you have something?
I can kind of answer that question. Tomorrow they're supposed to asphalt around the manholes, and weather pending. Strike the next day or even later in the afternoon if the weather holds. today.
I was curious because I saw that we were getting a lot of pushback on social media and that, you know, because we were told and we were under the impression that this was going to be done, like, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Last Friday.
Last Friday. So.
So we went and spoke with the contractor, mm-hmm. and he had opened First Avenue. Mm-hmm. There's one that was southbound traffic on one side of the street. Some of the side streets are still closed. The plan is to temporary strike for now, because if they just put down the vinyl stickers, the first time it snows and clouds, the vinyl won't put anything on the road. But if the weather continues to hold out like it was this afternoon, the plan is to torch down the stop bars on all of those side streets because those are super important. We probably won't see crosswalks. Probably won't see some of those additional things added in, but enough to get us through. But rainy day like today, coming off of a 3-day weekend, you know, it seems like it's a never ending battle that's up. So it's not for not a lack of plan or trying, but just kind of meeting with nature has been challenging. So, this week?
Fingers crossed.
Well,
you shouldn't have to.
Every major project will
you shouldn't have to cross your fingers. Yeah.
Any other unfinished business?
No fingers crossed on the weather.
Is there any new business tonight? Okay, I want to make two announcements. The first one is, I did get a text from Donna Rattan that Wade came out of surgery okay and that he's going to be in recovery and looks like everything's going to turn out okay. So that's good news. The second one, and that's one Wade wanted me to announce again tonight, tomorrow night is Turkey Bingo. And the Lions Club is hosting Turkey Bingo again. It's at 6 o'clock at the Senior Center. Pack up the babies and grab the old ladies because this is where all the fun is. So, and having no further business, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:43 p.m. Oh, wait a minute. This, before I do, this 2017 I just need a signature. Is that all about it?
I just need your signature.